T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so, okay, according to the Deputy Treasury Secretary, they sent him out to do a tour, the tour this weekend of all the morning shows, you know, okay, the news shows they sent him out. Okay, what is causing inflation is lack of vaccination.
Good grief.
They haven't, you know, this isn't, they haven't tried this one yet, okay? Because they haven't. They've tried everything else, right? Temporary. It's going to go away. Oh, look, it's not going away. Prices expected to go up significantly, the Fed says, this fall. Okay. So what's causing inflation? Lack of vaccination. Okay. Let's put on our common sense thinking cap right now. If all this unvaccination by some people is causing inflation somehow, and he doesn't explain how that works, right? They just drop this stuff. Mm-hmm. Then why don't we have massive inflation in 2020?
Yeah.
When everybody was unvaccinated because we didn't have a vaccine.
Right.
See, this stuff is just easy to pick apart with your common sense. You don't need advanced degrees or anything. But here he is, Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo. He goes on CNN to explain this over the weekend. If we would just all get vaccinated, vaccination makes the inflation go away. I would love, I mean, if I had been the, like, okay, if I had been the news reporterette sitting there or something, I would have died. I mean, I would just be like, can you explain the mechanics of this, how the vaccination makes the inflation go away? And, you know, why didn't Zimbabwe and Venezuela try that? You know, because it doesn't even make sense on the face of it, but whatever. He slings it anyway.
Leaders like Treasury Secretary Yellen and Fed Chair Jerome Powell have said that inflation will be temporary as the economy more fully reopens. But how concerned should Americans be about high prices staying with us longer and eating into their pocketbooks?
The reality is that the only way we're going to get to a place where we work through this transition is if everyone in America and everyone around the world gets vaccinated. That's why the president continues to be focused on the idea that we get everyone who can vaccinated in this country. And that while we're doing that, we continue to provide the kind of resources the American people need to make it to the other side. We're paying a great deal of attention to these issues and making sure that we're using every tool the federal government has to address the supply.
Okay, I'm bored.
There is so much spin in that, it's a wonder he didn't achieve low Earth orbit.
Rock. Yeah, and when everybody gets vaccinated, the inflation goes away. How's that work? Please explain
that
to me.
Show me the study. Show me the Nobel Prize winning study that was done to prove this theory, please.
Yes. Okay, no, I do know what makes the inflation go away, though. You stop spending money you don't have and you don't print it anymore. That will work. That will work. And so what is happening? And these numbers are staggering. It's from the New York Post. And I didn't even realize this, Lee, how fast this has gone up. They've spent so fast. We owed, as a country, $17 trillion in 2019, right?
Right.
So a little less than our total economy, which at that point was around $20 trillion, right? So we owed not even a full economy at that point. That was 2017. 2019, we owed $17 trillion. Fast forward to now, we owe $29 trillion. I mean, that is an astonishing run-up in debt. A little over 1 year. It's never been seen in the modern world. We don't know how it ends because it's never been seen in the modern world, particularly with a country that has the world's reserve currency and a printing press. Like, at some point, the printing press simply is running so fast it shatters. Like a grenade, it just blows. And so we don't know. So when you go from $17 trillion owed to $29 trillion owed, and the most of the money you spend wasn't real, you printed it, That is what causes inflation. And COVID is not part of that. It's just not part of it. And again, we would have had the massive inflation when we didn't have vaccines, if that was the fight. But it's not. So, I mean, you know, we can vaccinate 100% of everybody. And if Washington continues to spend the way that it is, we're going to have inflation. There's no way around it. Especially now that we know that the vaccinated spread it at the same rate as the unvaccinated. There's no difference between the two of them. So it's not going away. So we can vaccinate all we want, and it's not going to make any difference. But this is, they're trying this, see if they can get this to catch on.
Right.
Now, Pete Buttigieg was out there this weekend taking a totally different tack.
Mayor Pete, right.
He's out there explaining that what is actually going on with the container crisis and the inflation and all that is that there's just, Joe Biden has done such a great job on the economy that there's so much demand that they just can't keep up.
Look, part of what's happening isn't just the supply side, it's the demand side. Demand is off the charts. Retail sales are through the roof. And if you think about those images of ships, for example, waiting at anchor on the West Coast, you know, every one of those ships is full of record amounts of goods that Americans are buying because the president has successfully guided this economy out of the teeth of a terrifying recession.
Got news for you, Mayor. If they're out on the coast, we ain't bought them yet.
Yeah, that's because there's demand is the part where the shelves are empty and we can't get the thing we want.
Exactly. And now the shelves are empty because we can't get them there.
Right. And that is because of two things. Because California has passed two laws, one of them saying that you basically have to be a union member to drive a truck in California. And the other one is the one where they said you've got to have a truck that's less than 3 years old. It's got to be retrofitted with all this Enviro stuff. Very expensive. Over half the fleet can't pick up our stuff and the containers are stacking up. These are not hard things to understand.
These are manufactured crises.
Yes, manufactured crises. And that scared me to death, like you said earlier, that news report you had. They're like, well, let's just have the military. No way.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No. Remove the manufactured crisis. We do not know. We do not need military takeovers of supply lines. Well, hello, Ukraine during the USSR era. Look it up and see how that ended.
Maybe we could just pluck those containers off with helicopters and then have the C-17s then drop it off at the various distribution centers. Maybe at the, you know, the Walmart distribution center down in Lawrence, they can just be dropping them off there, parachuted in for us.
Or instead of going to all that trouble, we could just let the truckers drive into California and pick up the containers.
Well, now there's a thought.
I know. I'm really smart that way. They could drive in over the state line and they could get the containers and then they could drive back out. It's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
It's the way we used to do it and it would work fine.
As usual, the government keeps yanking the supply chain.
Yeah. Seriously, what are they? The first time I heard it from Kamala Harris when she was in August laughing away about how we weren't going to have Christmas presents, I went, oh, my gosh. What are they planning? And I assumed it was planned, right? Because she's already telling you to buy the presents now, so it's all planned out. You know what that means? I still can't get past this. This means they knew this was coming, and they did nothing. They knew it. She was telling you in August when everyone was still scratching their head, what? What about the presents, huh? What's going to happen? Oh, total gridlock and economic disaster. Cool. Hey, let's move on to the next subject. Wait a minute. You know this is coming. What are you doing? Okay. Really, really frustrating to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
So, just, I guess the answer is nothing, and they're not going to do anything. And until the media figures out what's causing this, and they're getting warmer. They're getting warmer. Some of it is a problem hiring truckers, and they need to make that easier than what it is right now, and they need to do that. But the problem is half the goods that come into this country that we, you know, import go through the California ports.
Yeah.
So the Democrats are going to be able to lock this sucker up for a while. Although, you know, Zero Hedge made a very interesting observation at the end of their article. Do you know who this hurts? And I can't believe this will be permitted for long. China.
That's what's supposed to say China. I mean, we've got the report. Simon Owen, Fox News, had the report top of the hour talking about how the Chinese economy is already suffering.
Yes, I mean, I can't believe China has allowed the Democrats to gridlock up their goods like this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they pretty much call the shots in the Democrat Party?
Pretty much, yeah.
So, I mean, as far as you could tell, I mean, Joe does everything else China wants. I mean, if I were Chairman Xi, I'd be calling Joe, telling him, I'd be yanking that chain, saying, listen, if Hunter wants to continue to keep his $200 million share of the Chinese Communist Party business, you know, fund deal with the businessman, I mean, you're going to have to figure out how to move our goods, because otherwise American company's going to get the upper hand. We can't have that.
Maybe Xi's got to buy a couple of Hunter paintings and...
Well, he may have.
That'll break the gridlock there.
Wait, no, did you see that? He may have bought the paintings. Because remember they were going to keep us from finding out who bought Hunter's paintings to protect us or something? And, yeah, so Hunter sold five of them for at least $75,000 each, and we're not allowed to know. And so somebody asked Circleback that about that the other day. She said she didn't know, and you'd have to ask Hunter.
Yeah. Maybe they did get shipped to Beijing. Who knows?
Maybe they did.
Good grief. What a country.
Yeah, what a country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Okay, going to jump on the line with TJ in Cowpens. Hey, TJ.
Hello, and it's a wonderful pleasure to speak with you today. I've only talked with you, I think, once before. I'd like to read you an article about my dad, who was a World War II combat veteran in the Pacific.
Okay, got to make it fairly quick. Go ahead.
The title is Marine Forgets Homesickness, Releasing Allied Prisoners. This was McAllen, Texas, Monitor, September 23rd, 1945. Homesickness in the Pacific is bad enough, but there is something worse. A McAllen Marine lieutenant has written his parents. It is the deplorable condition of many liberated American soldiers, which has caused plenty of their rescuing buddies to forget possible leave to come home as long as they can help remove Jap prison victims. Lieutenant Byron L. Cook, son of Mr. and Mrs. F.G. Cook, was among the first Marine air pilots to fly over Formosa in search of obscure prison camps. He and his companion, Chester L. Smith, located three, which gave up 1,200 Allied captives. Of these, 89 were survivors of the Bataan Death March.
Wow.
Cook writes his parents. I want to come home, he said, but not as long as I can help here. That's the end of the article. Thank you, Tara.
Way it was, huh?
That's World War II.
Yep. And you know what? This is the thing, TJ, and thank you so much for your phone call and for reading that to us. I can tell it chokes you up, and it chokes me up too. That spirit is very much alive in this country. This country is still capable of absolutely great things, and the spirit that brought that about is very much alive in this country. I see it and hear it every single day. There are more of us than there are of them. And we need to find a way to bring that spirit back to the fore. It's not gone. It's absolutely, definitely not gone. It's more common than you think. One of the things we so desperately need right now that we are not allowed to have is a leader. I think that's why we're getting kicked to the curb so hard right now. We just don't have a leader. We had one, but he was taken from us and he's banned on so many platforms now, it's not easy for him to even communicate with us. And that's a big part of the problem. But as we go further down this road, I think you're going to begin to see more and more people leading. And I really hope that our governor, Henry McMaster, will join those who are leading instead of flip-flopping on a daily basis based on whatever I say that day on the radio or, you know, whatever people are writing to him as they lose their jobs. So I thank you very much for your phone call. That was a beautiful piece. It was. Coming up on the show, I want to read you something from the flip side. I've been meaning to read this to you. It is extraordinary. And it was written by a guy in Lithuania about what his life is like right now. And I think it's a good cautionary tale for Americans to see where they are going with this. And folks, you know what else is a good sign? I had to tell you what. When the leader of the police union in Chicago, who is clearly capable of getting half the force to walk off the job, is silenced by a judge who says he can no longer speak of COVID and COVID vaccine mandates. She's ordered him to shut up on behalf of Lori Lightfoot and the Democrats. And they only order you to shut up when they can't argue with what you're saying. How this is possible in terms of First Amendment, I don't know. But it shows you their desperation, and they are. They are desperate. They have a very narrow window to draw the veil of Marxism, communism, and authoritarian control over us. And we have a very narrow window to fight back. But, you know, that spirit that was alive in that article that you just read, it's still there. I see it all day long, all the time, and I just keep hoping that it'll break through in time. All right, coming up, yes, next, an extraordinary firsthand account by a guy by the name of Glupoko Lituba from Lithuania. Next. I want to read this for you, folks, because this is where they want to go, and I want you to know what it'll be like. It's written by a guy in Lithuania where they've gone full branch COVIDian. And I want you to know what that society would be like with no COVID pass. My wife and I are banished from society. We have no income, banned from most shopping, can barely exist, but we will not accept authoritarianism. Here's how life looks after 1 month in Lithuania under Europe's first strict society-wide COVID pass regime. Is that our guest on the line or no? Okay. All right. Let me, you know what? I'm going to finish reading that in a bit. Let's jump here because we thought we didn't have him. This is former Trump advisor, Jason Miller, now founder of Getter, which I am on. I have a Getter account. Good morning, Jason.
Tara, good morning. Great to be with you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump right in. What do you want to say this morning? What should everybody know, given everything that's going on right now? What's your take?
Well, everything that's going on right now, it's clear more than ever that big tech is treating people differently based on their political ideology. They're picking winners and losers with our free speech rights. And as President Trump said, if they're willing to deplatform me, they'll be willing to deplatform anybody else. And really, if you've seen anything from this Facebook whistleblower and some of the other news that's been coming out about the big tech companies over the last couple of weeks, realize this is really time to make our voices heard. And especially, Tara, as we kind of take a step back and look at what's going on with the country, whether it's the stagflation, whether it's the crisis at the southern border. And then, as we saw even yesterday, this really scary news about China testing us with this hypersonic ballistic missile that could blow right past our missile defenses. This is the time when we need to make our voice heard, and especially with Sleepy Joe asleep at the wheel. It's time that we definitely need some changes in the midterms and then in 2024.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that really crystallizes what you're saying, and I'm glad you've founded Getter and that, you know, you have done that. I mean, Russia, did you ever think you'd see this? Russia is now becoming the free speech haven of the world. Fighting,
It's embarrassing.
It is. I mean, they are fight. Our main export now is authoritarianism, I would argue, since it's our social media and our Google and our search engines doing this. Listen to this. This just broke. Russia is working on a law that would force social media platforms to allow their users to disable all recommendation algorithms, such as Facebook's AI-powered newsfeed. In other words, you would see what your preferences indicate. You should see, not some propaganda they want you to see. Deputies from the governing United Russia Party are concerned that these types of algorithms that, you know, United States social media platforms use are increasing the risk of social conflict in the country and provocations.
Well, and that's one of the things. I mean, look, we might not be psyched that it's Russia where this is coming from, but we've seen Florida take these steps. We've seen Texas. We've seen Wisconsin. Even Iowa is talking about it. And it's not even just in the U.S. We saw President Jair Bolsonaro, who's on Getter, by the way, sign something of that same magnitude in Brazil. And we're seeing a number of people around the world pushing back. And especially as we talk about the way that Facebook, the whistleblowers have called out saying that their algorithm does, in fact, lead to more chaos and conflict. Well, and that's when they're not targeting preteen girls for their advertising campaigns. This is exactly what the social media companies, the big tech oligarchs in Silicon Valley have wanted to do.
Amen to that. You know what is astonishing to me, Jason Miller? I never would have. Well, I can't say I wouldn't because I did predict it. It just didn't happen on the timeline. I said, you know, I was just talking about this on the show. Our side needs a leader so desperately. People say, why don't we fight when we fight? We don't have a leader because we're not allowed to hear from him. He has been canceled. And he was the president of the United States of America. I mean, when you think about it, Trump really can't effectively communicate because he's banned off so many social media platforms. And if they can cancel him, it basically means they have the power to keep our side from being effectively led. That is an unbelievable power.
Well, it really is, and that's where I think Section 230 has to be reformed, to where if someone's going to get the protection to not be sued for libel or other things, if they're a platform, if they're not someone who's, say, editing and then publishing the materials like a newspaper, like whether it be the Greenville News or the New York Times or anybody else, they shouldn't then be able to pick winners and losers purely based on political ideology, which, keep in mind, the final straw that got President Trump kicked off of Twitter is when he said he would not attend Joe Biden's inauguration. Now, I don't think that presidential scheduling matters should lead to a permanent lifetime ban from a platform, but that's kind of where we are right now.
What worries me, Jason Miller, and I think I'm on, you know, Getter, I'm on Gab, I'm on all of the sites, right? Just anticipating any day that I'm going to lose my Twitter or my Facebook. They're wonderful spaces, and there's so much information being shared on them. But I also call them speech ghettos, and I'll tell you why. They remind me of like the Warsaw ghettos and the places they used to stuff undesirables. Because the problem is we're doing a great job communicating to each other in these what I call speech ghettos. But we are not reaching the public. We are cut off. Nobody can see the debate going on there. And so people are baffled by things like, wow, why is there so much vaccine resistance? Well, I don't know. Go on Getter on any given day and hear the families of people who have died from this vaccine crying on video. Watch their funerals as from the pulpit they say the vaccine killed them. And then try to figure out why people are resisting. But the public can't see us anymore, Jason Miller. Are they going to be able to see us again? Are we going to be allowed to be part of the mainstream debate again, do you think? Or no, it's done.
Well, and this is one of the things where we've said that we want to get people from across the ideological spectrum. I mean, we have everyone from left to center, feminist author Naomi Wolf, who, of course, wrote the Al Gore book. We have a lot of people who I wouldn't even say fit neatly into, say, a political camp, whether it be Gina Carano, the actress from The Mandalorian, or Jorge Masvidal, the UFC fighter, even Enes Kanter, the center for the Boston Celtics. But we've also made a real aggressive push to expand internationally. As I said, President Bolsonaro's on board. And actually, the U.S., even though we're now over 2.5 million users for Getter in just the first 3 months here, the U.S. is only about 47% of our global market. Japan is number two at about 14%, followed by Brazil, just a tad bit right behind. And so we're bringing people from all over the world together to make the voices heard. And look, as we start to move forward, these big tech platforms, they can't help themselves, whether it's Nicki Minaj or Rihanna, other people who they might, or even a Travis Tritt or Jason Aldean's wife. as they start to go and mess with these pop stars, that's when they really start to, we start seeing some of this cultural shift. I don't think ever Nicki Minaj had it on her bingo card to wake up and say, today I'm going to pick a fight with the social media company. But I think they messed with the wrong person there, and she made her voice heard, and I think a lot of these other stars are going to continue to make their voices heard as well.
Jason Miller, Parler was on fire at one point. Now it's definitely parked in the ditch. It barely operates. Last time I was on it, and that's because the antitrust violations were quite frankly illegal. That they got together, the big guys, and shut them down. Have you learned from that as the founder of Getter? And what are you doing to make sure that one day Google doesn't just shove you right off the internet?
Well, the key there is that the quote-unquote community policing strategy with regard to moderation just doesn't work. And
yes.
The reason being is you have all sorts of bad actors from the CCP to ISIS to the aforementioned Russia. You have the left-of-center crazies who just want to blow anything up that the conservatives are starting to put together because they just that's how they roll in George Soros' world. So the key is you have to have some aspect of moderation, which we do both with an AI component and with human reviewers, and it's very simple. You can't post illegal activity or calls for illegal activity on the platform, and in the same way, we're not going to allow racial and religious epithets, and we're also going to make sure that terrorists don't go and join our platform. Now, on the flip side, if you do these things and you have these basic safeguards in place to keep illegal activity off, then you can have a wide open political free speech centers such as Getter, where we've made the pledge that nobody will ever be canceled or shadow banned or deplatformed or sent off to digital jail simply for speaking their political opinion. And that's a distinction that we have that none of the big tech companies can match us on.
Talking to Jason Miller. Jason Miller, I've got to ask you really quickly. You were obviously the spokesperson for Trump 2016. Is he going to run, and does he win if he does?
So I went and saw President Trump, I think, a week and a half ago. He did not use the magic words, but he sure sounds like someone who's going to run. I would look, if I were a betting person, I would approach that he does run. I think that he runs and wins in 2024, but I don't think it's going to be against Joe Biden. And in fact, I'm a bit skeptical that Biden's even going to finish out this first term, just as terribly as things are going. I'm just thinking at a certain point here, he might have to step aside. It's pretty unbelievable with how terrible of a direction he's led the country. So I think it'll be President Trump, probably over someone like a Gavin Newsom. I think even Democrats realize that Kamala Harris that ship just isn't going to sail.
I know, Jason Miller, that you have been knee deep in all the efforts, in particularly the five swing states where the votes just don't add up. It's going to be critical for us to have fair elections in those states for our side to regain the presidency. Does that happen in time for the 2024 election?
I hope so. I'm not going to snow you on this one. I'm frustrated by, in my opinion, the lack of efforts to get things done. I know there was the initial flurry in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I think Arizona still has a ways to go. We have not been able to address the issues in Wisconsin. And quite frankly, this is part of the reason why President Trump said, Sean Duffy, run, Sean, run for governor, because unless we can go and get a new governor in Wisconsin, then I don't think we'll be able to change those. I think we have a great chance to get rid of, as President Trump affectionately refers to her as Half Whitmer, Gretchen Half Whitmer. I think the Republican, the chief of police from Detroit, or the former chief of police, was actually leading Whitmer in the last survey. Pennsylvania is going to be very tough, but a number of candidates are running there. So in a couple of these, we can get the gubernatorial race won in 2022. Then I think we get the changes made for 2024. That's why people always forget, why does this next election matter? What does it have to do with, I'm a Trump supporter, I don't care about these other people. Well, reason being is if we can't go and get some of these voting rules fixed after the 2022 elections, it's going to be real tough to win in some of these places for 2024.
That's what I was afraid of. Thanks for leveling with me, Jason Miller, about that. So you're basically saying we got to capture governor's mansions in order to even get a fair fight in these states.
Correct. Now, in Arizona, we can go and get it done right now. They're dragging their feet. But Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, the states where To say that the results were suspect would be an understatement. If we want to get those fixed, we've got to win the governor's races.
Amen. Thank you, Jason Miller. Be sure to check out his site, Getter, because your humble host is there, at Real Tara Servatius. You could check me out on Getter. Thank you, Jason Miller, for joining us. Text your essay. Just downloaded Loza Alexander's version of Let's Go, Brandon. Yes, it's hilarious. Texter writes, Tara, voting in battleground states is compromised. Fascinating interview, by the way, with Jason Miller. He was Trump's press guy, 2016, was with him in the beginning, helped vault him to greatness. And I agree with his assessment. It's kind of a chicken before the egg sort of problem, really. And he's basically saying, unless we flip these governor's mansions in these swing states, we don't have a shot because we can't get a real election. I agree with that. I agree with that. And it's essentially what I've been saying, because when you look at what they did, they counted illegal votes, votes that were not legally cast. And they changed sitting laws. They either got judges to order it, or boards of elections just started to do it, or Democrat governors just decided to suspend laws. Look, and now that they have set the precedent with the left, that means that it's a right. They have a right to do it. So if there's a law they don't like, they just say COVID and it gets suspended. Think about this for a minute. That's what's going on in Virginia right now. Terry McAuliffe has a Republican challenger, and I'm not going to do the stupid Fox News thing and pretend that guy has a shot to win. They will cheat. They will steal that thing right out from under him. I'm not even going to bother with coverage of it. Pointless. State like Virginia, where they control the boards of elections, it's over before it even begins. If he actually got closer, had the votes to pull it off, they'd fix it. Because they can. Did you see what's going on in Virginia, though? It scared them that he's gotten so close to the Democrat, McAuliffe. And so what do they do? They begin calling for the law to be suspended because of COVID. You just suspend the witness signature requirement on absentee ballots so that we can manufacture and print as many of them as we need. I mean, so that people won't get COVID while they vote. Well, isn't that the law, though? Well, yeah, it's a law in Virginia. Well, you can't just suspend the law. I mean, it's not a thing. Suspend the law. You can either break the law or follow the law, but you can't suspend the law. But they have made it a thing. And so Jason Miller's right. As long as they can do that in these states, they'll just change the rules as we go to the polls and it's over.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.